Who am I? Who am I and why am I writing this book? Let's face it, just because I stick out my tongue a lot and spit fire doesn't mean I have any qualifications to advise anyone on relationship, money, or career issues. I don't. I've never been married, yet I've been living with a gorgeous woman I'm crazy about for 20 years with never a crossword between us, in a relationship based on honesty and full disclosure. I never went to business school. I have a pedestrian understanding of commodities and futures at best. Yet, expert financial people work for me. I never had a grand master plan for my career. I graduated from a college with a BA in education, fully prepared to work as a teacher. And yet for 3 decades, I've been in KISS, a band that has broken every possible record, from album sales to merchandising and licensing to touring. What I do have, and I've always had, thanks in full to my mother, is an abiding faith in me. Call it a life philosophy. A philosophy about relationships, money, mine, and happiness, mine again. It works for me. It can work for you. I'd like to start this book with a personal salute to the modern woman. Ever since our shared primordial past, men and women have been living very defined roles. The man hunted, killed, and brought home the bacon. The woman stayed at home and was totally dependent on the man. In return for a cave, home, and food, she would earn her keep by repaying her partner with sex. He never looked at her to be his hunting partner. She couldn't run as fast as he could. She also didn't have the hand-eye coordination to accurately throw a spear. Not to mention the fact that even if she could run as fast as a man and throw that spear accurately, she simply did not possess the necessary physical strength, since she was substantially smaller and weaker than he was, to make much of a dent in a mastodon. Everything has changed, or so we think. Modern technology on the surface level the playing field. The information age no longer demands large muscles to succeed in survival. There are certainly women out there who can outperform and out-earn their male counterparts, and to them, I tip my hat. They refuse to bow down to certain biological urges. They have menstrual cycles every month. Their hips are wider, hence the term she's a broad, as in broad hips, and their breasts are much larger. And this doesn't take into account certain psychological concerns like the biological clock, which is to say, they worry daily that they will be fertile only so long. They must find a mate.